Blog Talk Radio.
My crew, my dog, set rules, set laws. We represent for the laws of yours. I got a loan, I feel up my...
From them afar in a city mansion.
Every city man, they must get flat, get flat. Me and me, I gon' make a fact. City man, then that's a fact.
Hey y'all, you know what? First time for everything. Hello, welcome to Kill's Corner. I was feeling that song last night, but this morning I'm really not feeling it. So we're gonna start it over with this here. This is what I feel now. Hey. My new Nike boot.
I don't know about some. They got the hat and the mouse went up the stairs.
Now that just makes no sense.
Come on, who cares? See, everyone's off to get the show, so don't be trying to knock me. I say what I want.
Hey, y'all. How y'all? I know y'all like, what in the heck is wrong with Kale today? I'm happy. Listen. I took off work today. Had a few things to take care of, so I took care of nothing real, real serious, but just wanted to get it done while I could get it done. And, right. You know, I watched a movie, a good movie. I got me a good nap. My bruh came through, thanks to T's Fashion, with my brand new Gucci belt, my brand new Nike boots. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so he'll be still feeling brand new. Head to toe. Y'all talking about, y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I mean, Lady T, how was your last 2 days?
My last couple of days was great. You know, I'm just, you know, like I told you, I'm the gym teacher, so I'm getting it in.
Right.
I'm getting it in
right
over here. But Kale, we do need our prayer warriors.
Okay.
We need our prayer warriors for one of our listeners online, on our online listeners.
Okay.
Of course, we still need our prayer warriors for Hermina. We still need our prayer warriors for her as well. But
girl,
this,
you scared me. Go
no,
ahead.
No,
you scared me, though.
For her. Yeah. But
okay.
Aaron Brumby. Remember Aaron? His son is Sweet Tay with the boxer.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his daughter.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he lost his daughter. It wasn't to violence, thank God. But she did succumb to her injuries. She was hit by a car. And she was, trying to cross to get over to her Uber, and she lost her life. So our brother Aaron is second to second, minute to minute. He's hanging on, you know, him and his sons, they're hanging on, you guys. So if everybody could just send out some prayers his way, and 57 as well. But Aaron, you know, he needs us, y'all. He really, really needs us. His daughter funeral is this weekend coming up. I plan on being there. I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words. I just seen her. I'm lost for words. Just keep him in your prayers, guys. Keep him in your prayers. And we love you. He's online right now, you guys. We love you so very much. Her name is Rakiya Dupree. Rakiya Dupree, you guys. So if you want to put her in your prayers, you know, with the prayer line, whatever line you guys use, I would really appreciate that, you guys. Really, really would appreciate it. And her name, again, is Rakiya Dupree. And she lost her life this past week. Whew. That took me a lot to say that, you guys, to keep it together.
Yeah. Brother Earn, I'm going to take this moment to let you know right now, you are not alone, bro. You're not going through this alone. You're not dealing with this alone. As a father that has had to bury my children, it's a place where we can't find the words. And, you know, everybody comes and say, oh, it'll be okay. It's the cliche of time heals all wounds. No, it doesn't. No,
right.
It does not. What time does is allow us an opportunity to deal with these things on a better level. So right now, bruh, whatever you're feeling, whatever you need to express, know that it is the emotion in the process.
Yeah.
So don't derail your process by feeling or thinking, I shouldn't be doing this and I shouldn't be doing that. Whether it's crying to yourself, crying on loved one's shoulders, or emotionally expressing yourself, all these are part of your process. All of this is part of your process. Do not deny anything. Do not deny anything. Because the more we deny, the longer our process of healing goes. So you do whatever you feel you need to do. You have our number here at Kale's Corner. I'm going to have Lady T a personal number, bruh. And anytime you feel the need to talk or you feel weakness, call me. I'm going to share with y'all. Brother Ronnie, 007, called me on yesterday. And, y'all, I'm trying to take – I really don't want to take this show in this direction, but I have to. You know, God is telling me to, so I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Bro called me yesterday and said, I just need to talk to you. And I'm like, what's up, bro? You okay? He like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm going through this. And you know, he was explaining his situations out and where he stood in the circumstance of everything. And as he was talking, he just said, I need some of your strength, bro. I need some of your I just need to hear you say, y'all talking about it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, y'all, I'm telling you, it flooded my heart and my eyes with tears because this is what I want to do with Kale's Corner. This is what I want to do. Yeah, we talk sports, and we're going to talk sports. We're going to.
Right.
But we all need to understand that we are family. We're family.
Right.
I speak up the difference in Kale's Corner and every other show that you listen to, and that difference is we're family. There have been situations where Teresa and I have argued and got right back on the correct page. There have been situations mm-hmm. where some of the calls, 57, y'all know, me and 57 will literally pull each other hair out. But then we'll get on the phone and talk as if nothing happened. As if nothing happened. That is what makes us family. That is what mm-hmm. makes us whole. And Ron, your call yesterday, bruh, it strengthened me, man. It touched me, man. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even in a weak moment. I wasn't even in a moment where I wasn't feeling good, because getting off work, y'all, I'm trying to tell you, I don't know nobody on this planet that feel better than I do getting off work. I'm talking about whistling, singing. I may even skip a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to be up out of there. But when Ron called me, it was just like, stop. Listen to your brother. And I did, and he just blessed me, man. So, Earn, Mr. Brumby, believe me, bruh, you're not alone. I feel and have felt this circumstance you're going through three times in my life now. And I'm telling you, man, you're not alone, bro. You're not alone.
You're not alone. Yep.
Our prayers here at Kale's Corner go out to the Brumby family. Rakia Dupree, y'all. Let's keep
and
that
the
name.
Family.
And the Dupree family as well. Correct. Let's keep those names on our hearts. And if anybody missed that and want, just hit me up or text Lady T on the online. We here
online
with you,
crew,
bro.
We got you. We got you.
Yeah.
Anything
we
y'all
here
need,
with you, bro.
Text me or text DMV Kale, and we got you. We're going to try to get you anyway. We're going to try our best with all the scripts that we got.
Yeah. And just know it's not just words with us. We truly mean this. It's not just words with us. We truly mean this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Let me get it together.
He should be online
together.
Too.
Excuse me?
I said he's going to call in too. He's going to call in.
Okay. Great. We appreciate that. I appreciate all you guys online, in studio, everyone. Everyone, I appreciate you so much. You guys just do not know how you guys helped me. Like I say, that phone call from Brothers Ron 007, a.k.a. my man, you know what I mean? That really, truly strengthened me and helped me to get through the rest of my day. So I say that to say, guys, we never know. We never, ever, ever know how we're affecting one another. So, you know, let's try to do it in a positive manner. Let's try to do it in a positive way. And Earn, Brother Earn, to the Dupree and the Brumby family, you guys are in our prayers. You guys are in our prayers. And I'm going to tell you, man, it's something about these Kale Corner prayer warriors, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, man.
You got to be
ready for
them. Yeah, no doubt.
Here.
Yes, we are. All right, let's get into today's topics. We're going to discuss the top 15 power-ranked teams in the East and the Western Conference. We'll also discuss the latest action around the league. LeBron is very close to breaking Kareem's record and you know all of those good things. we have to talk about. The NFL Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to know who you guys now, this early, who you think going to win and why, you know? The R word has shown its face in the NFL. You know what I mean? Who's the who's the steak and who's the bologna here? Because last year, Tom Brady turned out to be bologna because he came right back. You know what I'm talking about? So who's real and who's fake? You know what I mean? all these topics, excuse me, y'all, I'm just everywhere this evening. All these topics and much more on this Thursday, Friday edition of Kale's Corner. Don't forget, tell somebody that they can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner with my baddie, Brother Earn, and all the rest of them. And you can also join DMV Kale and all the studio live guests at 563-999-3782. Now, that's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Y'all want a different type of sports talk experience? Kale's Corner is where you want to be. Know what I'm talking about? All right. That's what's up. Lady T, you got anything you want to say? You with me, T?
I'm here.
You got anything you want to say? I know I caught you off guard.
I'm sorry. My phone was doing some crazy stuff just now. And I don't know what. I was trying to say something while you was talking, but I don't know. My phone was acting crazy. But, no, I don't have anything to say. But we got to, hey, just love everybody. Just love somebody, y'all. I've been getting a lot of bad news lately. Just love somebody. That's all I want to say.
All right. And with that being said, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. That you're going to do it till you are satisfied. Yeah. Woo. All right. girl, he just ran through my mind while that song was playing, you know? Do it till you're satisfied, man. Whatever it is, do it until it satisfies you. Okay. NBA top 15 power rankings goes as this. In the East, we have at number 15, the Detroit Pistons, 13-39. Mm. 14, the Charlotte Hornets, 15-39. At 13, the Orlando Magic at 20-23. At 12, we have the Toronto Raptors at 23-30. 11, there's your Bulls team tree. At 23-27, we have the Pacers at 24-28. Number 9, to all my Wizards fans, we climbing up, baby. The Wizards at 24-26. Number 8, the Hawks at 26-26. Number 7 are the New York Knicks, 27-25. Number 6, the Miami Heat. 29-23. Number 5, the Cavaliers, 31-22. Number 4, the Nets at 31-20. Number three, the 76ers, Philly, 33-17. Number two, Arthur Milwaukee Bucks, at 34-17. And number one, and it seems like nobody's going to catch these guys, are the Boston Celtics at 37-15. And we're going to go over this a little bit, and then we're going to reveal the Eastern Conference. Lady T, how you feeling about this power ranking? You cool with
it? I like the power ranking. I like it. The only thing, Boston is beating people, the brakes off people, like they just beat the Nets. They beat them like
the
they
Nets.
Some little kids.
Yeah, beat them into submission. They beat them Bammers into submission. You hear me?
Yeah,
you know,
I wanted to throw in the flag for them. I wanted to throw in the flag for like 32.
You know, I'm like, goodness gracious. But my only fear is this.
Nets
start out this. Yes. Come on,
mm-hmm.
Chelsea. You got to pace yourself.
Yeah.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. So you can't put way too much early in it, because when you hit that wall, man, I'm telling you, it's hard to climb back. So while I applaud the Celtics on all that they're doing right now, I'm going to just throw a gentle reminder out there. Pace yourself, guys. Pace yourself. All right? Let's go to the phone. We're going to go in the order that they call. 007, what's up, Ronnie?
What's up, y'all? Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, y'all.
Yeah,
hey, man. Yeah, thank you for that, too. Hey, to your point, Brother Cam, hey, look, call somebody sometimes. Man, sometimes your mental is not, you know, strong, and it's okay. Call somebody.
Yeah,
because
yesterday
I went through some stuff. Man, this lady dropped my water. She didn't want to carry my stuff to the I paid $70 for her for me to go help her to carry my stuff to the house.
No,
and broke my water and everything. I said I have to call somebody.
So
sometimes we have to, you know what I'm saying, talk to our family.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You know,
no
put
doubt.
Your, put your pride
for,
to
bro.
The side.
Yeah.
Put your pride to the side sometimes. That being said, wow, that butt whooping the Nets took yesterday, they beat them people like they stole something. I thought Boston was going to get 100
like
points yesterday in the first quarter.
Yeah. Hey, funny you say that. Because watching that game, I was like, what are they going for, 100 in the first quarter? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I turned it off. Come on, what else can you watch?
Ahead,
and all this tore y'all pants up. I ain't looking at them no more than our foolishness. They weren't
I
even fighting back.
I think they scored 80 points. I think they scored 80 points by halftime.
Yeah, 85. Like Tree said, 80.
It was 85, bro.
Woo!
Yeah. Let's take another call. We try not to keep everybody on hold too long, because I understand you good.
Okay.
Good. Let's go to Jersey and talk to Lou. Hey, Lou, what's happening to the Nets, man?
It's
Brooklyn,
man. That game was over like 5 minutes after the first quarter started. Ugh, that was just brutal.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
A bunch of
yeah.
Not lying.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
man.
Merch can't describe it. That game was just over right from the start.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, is KD's absence really getting to these guys like that?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But hold on. But you know what? Not to beat up on the Nets taking a butt whooping. How about the Hawks gave it to the Suns last night? They won by 130. $10 off 132 to 100. Oh, my gracious.
Yeah.
They won by 32.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lost $10 off that.
The Hawks is a sneaky. The Hawks are a sneaky team, man. One week
they
we're
are.
Hearing about the confusion and no one, no
mm-hmm.
camaraderie and everybody arguing and beefing, and then the next week they beating people by 20, 25 points. So the Hawks is one of those teams that you have to be closely eyeballing and associated with to know exactly what is going on with them, because I'm trying to tell you, man, you'll be thinking, you know, I got the Hawks down pack, I know what's going to happen, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's a new Hawks team, and we're looking like, damn, what happened, you know?
Exactly.
So, you know,
yeah,
that for real, Tree, that doesn't surprise me with the Hawks,
yeah.
Because like I say, they're so up and down. They're so here today
mm-hmm.
and tomorrow there that you never know. Now
yes,
they beat that game in a dominating factor, but then they'll play say Friday or Saturday and they'll lose in the same manner. And you're like, wow,
yeah,
what's really going on?
Yeah,
well, what's really
That's
going
true.
On with these boys? So we just got to keep an eye on them.
Please stand up.
Please stand up. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brother Ted, my personal basketball extraordinaire. What's up, Ted?
Hey,
up,
how
Ted?
Y'all doing this evening? I'm Kev's Corner. What's
hey,
up?
Hey.
All right. Hey, first of all, I want to say iron sharpens iron, Kev. You know, like you say, man, we do need a release, man. We do need someone to, like I say, to talk to you know, to even listen to, man, and stuff. So, hey, that's what we're here for, man. God put it on your mind to talk to somebody, call someone, do it at that time, man, because you never know. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
no doubt.
And always
no doubt.
Pick up that phone when somebody call. You know what I'm saying? You never know what
right.
they going through, you know. So,
that's right, Steve.
So, iron sharpens iron, y'all. Remember that we're here for each other,
Fact.
You know.
Are you saying iron,
no
sharpened iron?
Yeah, iron, yeah.
Okay.
I-R-O-N. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
I got you. Okay. I'm going to use that now. I'm going to use that.
That's what, yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
And so, yeah, as far as this, y'all got to look at the, you know, these games and who's not playing on the opposition team. Yeah, Boston, nice, you know, that's what they're supposed to do. They going to the
mm-hmm.
second half of the season. But you got to look at, they didn't have KD. They didn't have Ben Simmons. You know, they didn't have the firepower as far as for KD to go to match with them, you know, to score, you know, point for point or what have you. And then also what Ben gives you on his pass and his little defense or what have you, you know. But, you know, then the other team as far as Phoenix, you know, you didn't have Booker. You know, that's 30 points
and
right there. Exactly. Johnson. So you got to look at all these comparisons with these teams. A lot of people are injured on different on these teams, you know what I mean? Then you got a team going in there with full strength or what have you, enrolling, and then you come to a team that don't even have their superstars playing because they're on the bench, whether they hurt or taking a rest, you know. But we
that's
know
true.
KD is hurt, right. So. You know, he he's not faking it or wrestling. So, but yeah, this is
yeah.
Parody,
man.
That's
good. Yeah.
You know, hard
yeah.
To
yeah. Yeah. Because
that is fact. Everything you just said is fact.
Ted and I were having a conversation the other day, and he brought up the fact of these players that are taking these mini vacations or breaks.
Yeah,
during the season, you know, you're not just hurting your team. You're hurting that kid who mom said, do all your homework, clean the dishes, take the trash out, and I'll get you a ticket to this game. And that child, let's put ourselves in the mind of that child, y'all. That child did everything that he was ordered to do in order for mom or dad to buy him that ticket to that game. And he goes to the game, and the player that he really admires and looks up to is on the bench. Not because he's hurt, not because he's ailing to the point where he can't perform, but he's wrecked. He's just wrecked. Bro, you play basketball, and we thought about it, y'all. On the average basketball game is what, 2.5, maybe 3 hours long.
Two forty-five.
If it's overtime.
Exactly. So, how many hours is it in a day, y'all? 48, right? 48.
Yeah.
So, bro, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt and say 45 hours, but you have at least 45 hours in a day to do what it is that you need to do, whether it's rest, whether it's practice, whether it's work on a jumper, eat properly, get a little exercise in, whatever. You have 45 hours a day to disappoint.
You got 24 hours a day. You
say
45, huh?
Yeah,
oh,
no,
give me 45 days.
Listen. There are 48 hours in a complete day, sun up to sundown. There are 48
hours.
Where do you get the other 24? Complete day. Excuse me?
Where do you get the other 24? Last I heard, it was only 24 hours a day. Where do you get the extra 24?
Well, it's 24 sun up to sunrise to sunset, right? And then you guys are not counting the other hours that are in the night that we don't even think of, right? That's what you're telling me.
But he's just trying to do math or something.
Oh, you know what? Excuse me. Forgive me. Right. You guys are absolutely right. There are 24, hours.
I was going to say, maybe he's taking me to school today, buddy.
My phone hung up. I'm sorry. I actually didn't hung up on that.
Can I finish?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Y'all will let me finish?
Yes,
there
sir.
Are 12 hours in the daytime and 12 hours at night. You all are absolutely correct. But that's still way more than enough time for the star athlete to get the needed necessary rest. When it's your time to work, bruh, you need to be working. There are kids, again, like I said, don't lose focus, y'all. Don't lose focus on the fact that these children are being disappointed. And I don't even take it so far as to say, while these children are being disappointed, that may be the child that decides, I'm upset, I'm mad, I'm bringing a gun to school tomorrow. That's just how it goes. That's just how it all is connected. Seriously. So unless you're really hurt, like KD, as Ted said, he's really injured. But these players taking a rest.
Right.
I mean, come on, man. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
That's why Kobe said he played through all his injuries. Because it might have been some child there that wanted to see him play. That's why he played through all of his, all of his injuries. At least the ones he could play through. You know what I mean?
Fact.
He played through them all. Right. Even when his finger was hurting, his shoulder was hurting, his back was hurting, his toe was hurting, his knee was hurting. He played through them all. Only one he didn't play through is when he had the high ankle sprain. He didn't play through that one.
Back then, all the NBA players, they did, like you say, they did that, man. Say Kobe, he stated that, and they did that because, like you say, that child, he might not ever go to a game, and that might be he saved up for that, and you disappoint. That's like a father, when you separate from your parents and the father keeps telling you gonna come for Christmas, but he never comes. That's very disappointing, and like you say, it's hypothetically saying that kid can go get a gun, but with these minded kids, anything, you set them off, and then this, you never know, but just the bottom line, they get paid that much money, and we got to go to a regular job, 9 to 5, and definitely don't like that, but y'all get paid to do something.
Right.
You love, that you're supposed to love to do, and come on, y'all taking advantage of that, man, and that's, like you said, let you really injury where you can't walk. Come on, tape it up, man, and get on out there, man.
And get on
out there, and just have little minute restrictions, but let that child see that star, you know what I'm saying? and what have you, you know, so because it really affected a young kid, you know.
That's true. That is so true.
Everyone to a man says the same thing about Kobe. His drive, his will, his determination. So even though Kobe may not have been 100%, he taped up that 80 that he had and gave it back to those kids. That alone, that is honorable.
Yes.
All right, let's take another call. 501, what's up? You're on the corner.
3. That's the goat. Oh, you mean the top? Yeah.
Hello.
Jordan, yeah.
Is this me?
Yeah, that's you, Earn. That's Aaron.
What's up, brother Earn?
Okay. What's up?
Earn, do me a favor. Could you do me a favor and turn your background down, Earn, please? Okay.
Can you hear me now?
You're good.
Is it better?
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
There you go.
All right. What I want to say is, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody. Second, I just want to say something to all the fathers that not only have kids, but have precious young ladies.
Yeah.
Man, if y'all, you know, if you could do anything for me, just make sure you hug them and you tell them that you love them every day.
Yeah.
Despite our kids' wrongs,
despite
their rights, you know, it's because I fell short to this. I feel sure that this, the day my daughter went home, I just said, nah, my daughter, all right, so I'm not calling. I called her 3 times, she answered, she out there having fun. And one thing I want to say that she's shown me in these days that I hated God. But she made me realize, in the past, made me realize that despite I can't understand it, but in her 23 years, her work was done. Fellas and ladies, out here right now, just know our work is not done.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, we have to realize our work is not done. That's why we not home with him.
Oh, man.
That's fact. That's facts. That's deep,
bro. I think my daughter just said, "Daddy, you just gonna be the strongest one to be able to do this." And I can say to any parent that ever has lost a child, guess what? Every person in the Bible had to go through something, and we making it through.
Yeah.
And if I could just touch any other parent that experience, because I can't even losing my child, I can't even experience what another parent is going through.
Right.
But just know, our kids helping us through. We here to touch somebody else.
That's true.
And
no doubt.
Just know, man, Trees, you can get my number out, man. Look, I need you just as much as you need me. Because I ain't never known how to get through something like this. I came to famine to get in something like this. And I know everybody love is good, but really can't nobody really tell me unless you experience it.
Right.
So if anybody out there that has experienced it before me, please just tell me how to just start. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to get all subject with sports, but it was just, like I told Tang earlier, when these times, everybody's calling you, but it's always meant to talk to people when it's meant to talk to people. And it was just meant to talk to my family today.
Right.
Well, Aaron,
you know, I just wanted to say that.
Let me say this to you, Earn. We hear you loud and clear. I got your number on speed dial, and I will be giving your number to DMV Kale because he has experience what you're going through. So before 7 o'clock hit, you will have his number in your inbox. You will have that.
And thank you. And let me say this, Brother Aaron. Let me say this. You know what you do? You get up the next day, clothes on, shoes on. You thank God for allowing you to see another morning, and you walk forward, bro. You walk forward. That's all we can do. That's all you can do, bro. Get up and move like you moved the day before this incident, the situation, the losing of your child. And know this, man. Know this. God has a way of making the things that we think are unknown very well known to who needs to know it. So your daughter knows, bruh, your heart. She knows how you felt about her and all you thought and felt about her. So don't let that hold you back. Don't even let that be an obstacle. You move, bruh, just like you moved every other day, and God will bless you through it. Trust me. Trust me.
Man, I just thank God for people like, you know, you all. You know what I mean? Because I could be honest, like, I hated God. I figured I done did all the dirt. I done did all this. Like, but you gave me the worst punishment. You kept me here, but you took the biggest part of my heart.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she just talked to me every day, and she just said, nah, Daddy, you know, my work was done. Yours is not.
Yeah.
You got my brothers. You got my niece. You got everybody. My work was done. I touched everybody that I need to touch, and that's the one good thing, and I just want to talk to good brothers. You know what I mean? That I can feel. I mean, I feel everybody, but I it's just nothing like losing your child.
Yeah.
I done lost my brothers. You know, it's just nothing like this. Just like she just said, like, Daddy, look, take all that hatred out your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You got
to take all that, take and just peace, just peace.
Yeah. So I have some comments online.
And once again, man, I just thank and I just love all y'all to death, and you know, I just pray that, you know, if you have it, then I'm just blessed that I had to go through it for you.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. You have some people online. Mom Betty says, bless you. She's praying for you. Shanita Gilchrist says her girlfriend has a support group that she wants you to join. Her son died last month, and she'll give you the information. She'll make sure I get the information to make sure you get the information. But everybody online, Shanita, Mom Betty, just Shay Shay, Warren, you got a lot of people, Ronnie, everybody is saying God bless you and your family and your extended family. So, you know, we're all praying for you. Believe that.
And I thank God so much. It takes family and it takes friends.
Yeah,
it really does. It truly does. Hey, Ron, Aaron, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, many a night I have called my brother Ted, and that is the only thing that was on my mind. And we get to conversating about sports or a funny situation that may have happened at work or just anything. And I realized just that quick, it wasn't taken off my mind, but I was given a break from it because it was weighing me down. It was stressing me, and I needed that break. And, bruh, I don't know if he knew. I don't care if he knew. Only thing I care about that he was there for me. That's why it's my duty and my responsibility and my promise, man, to always be there for whomever it may be in whatever the situation is, because it's not always death. It's not always death that we have to deal with, but there are situations that arise every day. Every day.
Yeah.
So, bruh, you're not alone, bruh. I said it at the beginning, and I'm going to reaffirm that now. You are not alone, man. Like Lady T just said, I've been through it. I've been through it, dude, numerous of times now. And it's this moment right here where God is saying to me, see why you went through that? You need to be there for that brother. See why you had to deal with that? You need to pass me on my knowledge, how I helped you get through to that brother.
Yes, indeed.
So believe me, bro.
That's it.
Believe me, bro. And it's going to be a day that you're going to be called for someone else. It's going to be a day where you're going to have to extend your knowledge to someone else. Be that dude. Extend that knowledge. Help that person get through.
Indeed, that is what is meant by iron sharpening iron. And I must add to you, brother, and it's okay to be angry and mad at God. You know what I'm saying? It's okay for things we don't understand. But we still must come to him because God is God. And if you seek answers, if you seek answers, you know, stay still and ask him, talk to him. Okay, but also, like your daughter said, you must be there for the other ones. You got to stay strong. It's hard, but you got to stay strong. I must say this. My cousin just lost her daughter. This is her second child she done lost. Okay, and it's both by murders, by somebody shooting them. She just lost her baby girl on Christmas. Okay, so you know it's gonna be difficult. And so she just came out the hospital. I said it because she had a little nervous breakdown. I had a stroke. You know, so I say this to say, don't let this worry you so much, brother. Like you said, call Kel. I'm gonna give Kel. Kel got the information. I'll be on the prayer line on Mondays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock our time, and it's 7 o'clock Chicago time, and I'll pass that on. His brother's from my hood, and you know, that's been through everything, man. And we all spread it out, but we meet on a phone call from 8 o'clock on Mondays and Thursdays. You know, and like I said, it's been helping me, bro. You know, but like I say, man, you have to be there. Hey, you have to sit down and talk with God, you know, but you got to be still to hear that answer. But your daughter's right. Yeah. You got to be there for the other ones that's left. You got to be that stone, that rock, that foundation. And like you said, and brothers, we will be here to sharpen each other. That's what we're here for. You know,
iron sharpens iron. That is it. Prayer helps. Always. I'm rushing through, y'all. Brother Tang, yep.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take up so much time.
No, you good, bro. You good, Aaron.
Yeah, no time is too long, Joe. This is an obedient sports talk program, man. Whatever he tells us we need to talk about, we talk about. Come on, brother.
Amen.
What's up, fam? Hey.
What's up, fam?
Man, y'all know right now, and I can't do too much talking, man. But I'll be one of the strongest dudes, but listening to y'all, it kills me. I love you, A. I'm going to catch up in the next 15 minutes.
No doubt. 67, come on, man. Come in here,
my
be 67.
My brother.
Come be 67, I love so much.
Love
man.
You back, Tang.
And I'm going to tell you something, bruh. You called into the right place, man. If you wanted to listen to some people that's going to uplift you, going to give you some support, going to speak the truth to you, and going to listen to you, you called into the right place. You know, you just listen to Ted give you some great words of wisdom. Great words of wisdom. sometimes, you know, I've been there where I was like, you know, like the old saying, God, why have you forsaken me? I've been there, and I know what you, how you feeling. You know, death is something we can't predict. We don't know when it's coming. But for some reason, believe it or not, God puts something inside of us that makes, that allows us to deal with anguish, to deal with pain, and to make us strong for the next person that we got to talk to. You know, your daughter, as much as you miss her, she gave you the truth. You're strong. You're here for the other people to see your strength.
Right.
To see your strength in God. To see your strength in God. To see you, to make them strong. It's amazing to think, you don't believe it, but people are watching you to see how strong you're going to be. You're the leader, and you don't even know you're the leader, but you are. But you are. And your strength will be conveyed to everybody else in your life. Any other children, any other family members. What Ted
yes.
said, I so heartily agree with. Iron.
Yes.
You know, it's such great words to live by, and you just called into the right place, bro. That's all
Thank
I can
you.
Say. You called into the right place.
That's what's up. Let's bring Big Boy on this line. What's up, Big my twin? Sitting in.
Hey, what's up?
Big
what's
Boy.
What's going on?
Man, nobody's so busy, I don't know what, helping these girls. Hey, look, y'all, I keep my daughter in mind. She got her audition for the arts, school of the arts on tomorrow. She got to turn the stuff in tonight, but her joint is on Friday.
Okay.
Audition's on Friday. So, you know,
make sure you take them so we can see them.
Hey, look, I'm going to post some pictures. She drew some stuff, so I'm going to post some pictures, you know, on Facebook.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay.
You know.
But, I missed something, man. Somebody passed, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brother Earn Brumby lost his daughter, Rakia Dupree, this week in a terrible car accident. Car struck her. And took her life. So, you know, everybody here on the corner expressing our condolences.
Let me offer my condolences. And look, keep your head up, brother. You know what I'm saying? No life is wasted when we look at that life in the right perspective. You know what I'm saying? We can't look at what she didn't get a chance to do. We got to look at what she did do.
Right.
You know, keep your head up, bro. Keep your head up.
Yeah.
Hey, look, she left something for somebody. She left something for somebody that's going to make a difference in their life. So she served her purpose, and now she resting.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I agree. 100%.
Mm.
Yes, I agree.
Great.
Over here on the corner, they are saying, we are not just a sports show, honey. That is not who we are. We are family.
Nah.
Yeah.
They said, over here, they saying, we are for the people. Love you, brother. We love you so very much. Everybody is expressing their condolences. James Jones says, hey, Kale. Hey, sis. You know, everybody, even Mom Betty says, remember, it's okay to cry and mourn because we've been through it too. So it's okay to do all the things that you heard us say above everything, Aaron.
That's right.
So
That's
we got
right.
you back.
That's right. Yeah.
We're a long
we
way
you
from
back,
just
bro.
A sports talk podcast for certain.
Yeah. You ain't lying, 57. You ain't
lying. I appreciate you all. For not just the words that you're saying, but I know it's more than just words. Why?
Right.
Because I've had my situation and you all consoled and helped me get through it. And you know, it's for it to be more than just words, man. It means everything.
Right.
And you guys just do not realize. I don't, big boy, I tell y'all, I don't throw that word love around lightly. You know what I mean? And,
right.
You
That's
know, yeah. So believe and trust. When I say that I love you guys for who you are and what you are and all you're going to be, I mean that.
Yes.
I mean that wholeheartedly, man. You know.
Let me make y'all laugh real quick. Let me make y'all laugh because
yes.
James Jones, he sent out his condolences and everything, just, you know, like everybody else. And then he said, now where is my pig feet dinner? What?
Ain't nobody. You know what?
What?
My mother used to make pig feet, and I loved the way she made them. But I cannot eat a pig feet now to save my life. You know what I mean? I just couldn't do it. I could not do it, and I don't know why. This to say it makes me queasy. No.
Right.
Pig feet.
He's over here cracking up.
I couldn't eat one either. But I could eat two.
He said, yes, sir, with some potato salad.
Oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, sir,
yes,
with some potato salad.
Hey,
I could eat two
feet.
With
this
no problem.
Crazy.
The pig feet, the chitlins, the hog maws, all that. Hey, look, the pig been good to us over the centuries. I ain't going to
say
that.
Good to us.
Hey, honey, 007,
hey.
Y'all, 007 said, we cannot eat Tutty. I ain't messing with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with him.
Well, if a piece of Tutty is what you want, you can take the whole damn pig as far as I'm concerned. You can have
them. Hey, bro, what they say, from the rooter to the tooter.
From the rooter to the tooter, baby.
Now,
he's gone.
Everything in that joint, like you say, the pig has been very good to us, but I don't eat it like that.
No,
but it has. Like you say, that's how black people survive.
It has not
y'all
been good to y'all.
High blood pressure.
They eat everything from him, from the rooter to the tooter, from the head, from his nose, everything.
And we wonder why we stay sick. And we wonder why we stay sick.
Don't fall for that, man. Hey, look,
that's why we stay sick,
people.
Bro.
But hey, you know what? I do have one question. When did the sausage come from on the turkey?
Exactly.
They ground the meat together and put it into a skin. You know, that's how all sausages are made. You don't know what's in the sausage.
I done carved the turkey 100 times. I ain't never found no bacon. I ain't never seen
no
bacon.
You grind that stuff and carve. You grind it and stuff and put it in a sack, man. You put it in the skin.
Hey, y'all. We on to the Western Conference right now,
because
I know I ain't about to sit right here talking about no pizza.
A pork chop
thank
will
you,
save your life.
No, sir. I got your back, Dave.
A pork chop will save your life.
No, it will not. It will.
We're going to take a quick break. And lead a pig in this segment.
We love you.
999-378-2563
999-378-2563
Also, brother
yes.
Aaron, we love you, man. We love you, man. We're there for you.
I gotta play this one for you, Aaron.
I played it for,
on the
for
to the
57.
Music.
We don't, yeah. And I played this for 57 going out Tuesday, and I'm gonna pray it for you now, just a smidget of it, and hope you feel better.
Dedicate this song to recession, depression.
But that's the joint right there.
This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies?
take the time, if you come, if you call me, it's all right.
I almost gave up, but I'm proud of it.
I'm gonna be when this is over.
Hey, and not mine.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Yes, Lord.
What you do?
I smile.
Come on,
smile.
Hey. He said, I know God is working. All right. Now, the Western Conference, y'all. The Western Conference, as promised. We have the Houston Rockets at 15. 13 and 38. The San Antonio Spurs, 14 and 38. The LA Lakers at number 13, 24 and 28. The Thunder, Oklahoma Thunder, 24 Trailblazers, 25 and 16. Number 10, the Pelicans without Zion at 26 and 26. The Jazz, 27 and 26. The Suns, 27 and 20. The Warriors, 26 and 25. Timberwolves, 28 and 26. The Mavericks at number 5, 27 and 25. The Clippers with John Wall at number 4, 29 and 25. We have the Sacramento Kings at 29 and 21. The Memphis Grizzlies are 32 and 19. And your number one Western Conference team are the Denver Nuggets at 35 and 16. I got a question for y'all. Is it just me or is anybody else kind of tired of waiting on Zion Williams? They give us stories that the young man is healthy and he's coming back and he's going to be with the team and this and that and the third. And it's like ever since, and I'm going to keep it real, it's like ever since his tennis shoe blew out on the court, this young man has had to deal with injury after injury. And I don't, y'all know, because I was this way with Chase Young during the football season. Bruh, I'm sick of you. I'm tired of waiting on you, man. You know, maybe this sport really isn't for you. Am I harsh to say that, feel that way? Come on, 57. I know you got something to say about that one.
You know what, Kale? I'm going to say this. You know, that body that he's carrying around, it's hard.
Mm-mm.
It's hard on him. You know, because, with the way he plays ball,
when he lands,
he's putting a lot on his knees, a lot on his hips. That's a lot of stuff. I mean, he's playing a high-flying game. I don't know if anybody ever remembers Sam Bowie, who was all everything when he came out of college. He was supposed to change the way the NBA played ball, but he couldn't stay healthy. He finally just broke his leg, and we all saw it on the court when he did it. He broke his leg, and other than Joe Theismann, one of the worst breaks I ever seen in professional sports. So I'm just saying that, I'm waiting on Zion because I feel like if he's healthy for a whole season, the Pelicans can go places. But I don't think he can do a whole season without getting hurt. You know, they scoring 150 points a game now. That means you're running up and down the court.
True.
I'm sorry, Lady T. I just knew I felt 57 in my soul. So come on, Lady T.
But Zion is like
body.
You said. Right. Like, you know, you see that body? Like, whoa, bro.
Wait a minute.
Right. Because y'all got to remember, he lost a lot of weight to even,
you
know,
he looked great
the first time. He lost and got in basketball shape. Like, he's in basketball shape. Like, his weight is according to his height. So his height is, I mean, it's
not
it's
really,
like
sis. Not really.
He's 6'6".
All I'm going to say is this.
But his weight ain't according to his body.
We saw, every picture that we saw was him front forward. We ain't seen no behind the back shot. The behind the head is where the meat rolls hang. Behind the waist is where them inner tubes or tires hang. And we all know about that rump. That rump is the hardest thing to lose on the body. So you can give me all those pictures with you looking good, face forward, turn to the side, turn to the rear. Let me see all of you before I come with a synopsis of you look good. He lost weight. Because losing weight to the front, hey, it's simple. A couple of sit-ups
and push-ups. Like he changed his eating habits, like his diet, his eating habit. Like he's I think, I don't know for sure if he's a vegan, but I think he changed his diet. He's been working with a nutritionist. Like he's been trying to do the best that he.
What if he's just from a big bone family? And no matter how much he diet.
Yeah.
Because 6'6 is Michael Jordan type size, Julius Erving type size. That's 6'6.
No, Michael Jordan was 6'8.
That's what he said. Now, Michael Jordan was 6'6. Michael Jordan was not 6'8. Lynn Bias was 6'8. Michael Jordan was 6'6.
Okay.
And sometimes I thought Lynn Bias was 7'6.
But LeBron,
man.
He shaped like LeBron, though. He shaped like LeBron. And LeBron is 6'8.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
bottom line is just too much. It's too much up top weight for his bottom structure to handle. Because every injury, guys, has been a lower body injury. Every injury. And in basketball, what do? You run up and down and jump. You run up and down and jump. And every time this man lands, it's like a mini explosion in his own body. Seriously, think about that.
He needs to lose about 35 pounds. He need to lose about 35 pounds. He need to get down to like 250, 240, something like, you know. Then that'll be manageable for his size. Because he's overweight to me. Like he look good with his weight. Don't get me wrong. But like everybody's saying, like you ain't seen him from the side angle, the back angle, whatever angle. He's 284 pounds, 6'6".
Wow.
Right? I mean.
Wow.
6'8", whatever, however tall he is. But he need to be LeBron size. Like, he need to be 260, around that. He need to be around that weight. And then he won't be putting so much weight on his bones. And his
Trees, I'm going to jump out there and say 230, 240. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If 250 or 210, yeah, man. Yeah, man. Just go a little more than expected, bro, because that load that you're putting on your lower body is too much, and we done seen him at 250 still getting injured. So it's time to take it down even lower, bro. It's time to take it down
bro,
even lower.
Nah, bro, he's never been 250. That baby ain't never been 250.
Okay. Okay, well then, yeah, let us see you at 250, bruh. Let us see you at 250, and if you can maintain with a weight of 250, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't think he can do it because of
LeBron 250, and LeBron be moving
LeBron
around.
LeBron plays
way.
A different game that he does, though.
Yeah,
LeBron's game got some finesse in it too. And he power.
Yeah.
Zion is all power. All power. Everything he does is power.
He's got a little teeny bit game. Like his game, he can get his own shot. You know what I'm saying? Like he don't really need you to help him get a shot. Like if you give him the ball, he going to work. You know what I'm saying? But you got to get him the ball. And he got to stay healthy, lose a few more pounds, and then maybe we can check back in with you. But right now,
I said about 230, 225.
Like 007 saying on live right now, you giving up the Greg Oden vibe. Like you can't stay healthy.
Exactly.
Too big. your body, you know what I'm saying? You doing too much with your body with that weight. You're not doing You lose some of that weight. Come on.
Speaking of Greg Oden, that crushed me. That truly crushed me because I was expecting so much from Oden. And Oden really tried. That man was losing so much weight that he was out there looking like a stick man with a normal human head. You know what I mean? And
His weight loss was because he was worried, like you know what I'm saying, like stressed out. Like he was stressed out, like worrying about what to do next. Or, oh, Lord, I'm about to lose everything. He was stressed out like that. Like that's not good to lose weight like that.
Greg O just couldn't stay healthy no matter what he did.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened.
Exactly.
He just couldn't. Every time he go out, stepped on the court, he broke a leg.
He
broke a leg. Plus, he looked like an old man.
I mean, he always looked like an old man, 57. Even
shout
they call
out to
him. He like he was born. When he came out, he was 37. And then he had 20 more years to it. By the time he graduated from college, he was about 57. Yeah, when he graduated from college.
New 57. I can't see him right now. I cannot. Came out 57. I can't with him.
Yep. Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button.
In the Western Conference, we have the Warriors, y'all. Slowly creeping up. They've gone from number 12 to number 7 now. So watch out for them Warriors, man. They like, you know, hey, we the champs. Y'all got the, you know. And I really feel that this Warriors team, with all the so-called controversy and nonsense going on around them, I think these guys have figured out how to win and stay on the court at the same time, if y'all catch what I mean. You know, Curry went out for a little while this season, but besides Curry, I can't recall anybody else from that Warriors team missing an extended time. Do you guys?
Other than Clay, no.
Yeah, I was going to say other than Clay, no.
Yeah.
But I don't think they can win it all this year.
Wiggins without for a few, like 2 months.
Yeah.
Wiggins was out.
Okay.
But
Looney was out for what, about a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they was out different times.
But they can't get out of that conference this year. They're going to get past Denver.
They're
going to be toast this
Denver's
year.
Number one. Yeah. Yeah, and the Grizzlies playing so hard, it's ridiculous. Like, oh my gracious.
Ridiculous.
But let's be honest,
but they
y'all. Let's be honest, y'all. We're more watching the Grizzlies for when they burn out instead of who they take out. Because I think the Grizzlies are playing above themselves right now. Seriously. I seriously believe that they're playing above themselves. And I think it'll show once we hit round April going into June, we'll start seeing the Memphis Grizzlies break down from so much that they put into this front part of the season. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, they won't get to break it down now.
The Grizzlies.
Since John Morant talking about we ain't worried about nobody in the West, we want to smoke. They've been losing to the West. Damian Lillard went up in there and got 30-some points. You know, fine. So, John Morant, y'all doing a lot of talking. Yeah, y'all up and coming. Y'all play hard, this and that. But talking ain't going to get you no wins. You got to bring it. You got to play. You know what I'm saying? And you got to sustain it for a whole season. Okay? Golden State, didn't nobody pick them last year. But they know how to win. You know? And they know how to put it together when the time is right. And they got some shooters. As long as Curry and them can keep shooting, man, they're going to be all right because it's about scoring. And they play this decent enough defense, you know, and I don't think nobody can really outscore them if they're on like that. But John Morant and them got to do less talking, man, and quit worried about the fans and all that, showing how tough they are and this and that, and play some ball, man. And really learn how to get.
They number two, though, huh? Kid. They number two. They number two in the West.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Like,
They're kicking butt. I mean, they ain't been kicking butt lately, but they was kicking butt, you know what I'm saying. They was on a roll. And the Warriors are definitely not the team that they were last year. No. They're definitely not. They're making too many mistakes out there. And do you remember last year, their seeding was a lot higher than it is this year. They got to go through too many people to get to the championship game, not just Denver, but, you know, they got to go through Morant, go through Doncic. They got to go through the Suns. It ain't like it was last year when they started from the – yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. No. I'm not picking the Warriors, and I'm not – you know, I'm just saying. And y'all okay. Right. Y'all totally right. They do have a whole different set of oppositions to go against. But as far as the West coming out, that West is tough. But I'm looking at Minnesota. Y'all better watch Minnesota, too. They creeping, man. And if they get town,
you know what?
I just said that.
My phone went dead. Man, my phone just totally went dead, man. I had to put on – I didn't have no juice, so I put on the charge, and I got 4%. So –
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know what you said about Minnesota, but they got Anthony Edwards playing
what
some good ball,
said,
man.
What would you think would be happening
if Anthony Towns was still there and wasn't hurt?
They would really have a monster team. Is he coming back this year?
I don't think so, Ted.
Once he come back, if they have a playoff run, I think they're gonna be real dangerous. Cause that's cool that he's kind of out. Cause you know, once he come in, he can do all. You just needed to get Rudy Gobert acclimated. You know, you needed him to get a little bit more touches and get feel good with the team. Anthony Edwards to feel good with them, and I think now they run. Then you got the guard running with them. So watch them, man. Watch them.
Rudy Gobert, the other guy hurt. Rudy Gobert is hurt right now, but Anthony Edwards is coming back from Well, he was. I don't know if he hurt, but he wasn't playing yesterday. He didn't play yesterday.
Okay, because I saw him the day before when he on highlights, he did a backwards dunk when on the alley hoop and all that. So, like you said, all these players get injured. You know, everybody get injured. A little nick and nag, and they want to go out, man. Come on, y'all.
Exactly. And it could have been like we were talking earlier about just resting. Like, why are we resting? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't call my job and say, look, I need a rest day. Like, no.
Amen. Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Like, no. It's no rest day. No.
No, we just fake being sick or we got a headache or something wrong with us and we take off. No, that's what we do.
Lie about ours.
So, yeah, they can just take theirs off, but we got to come up with something.
Exactly.
If your leg is broke, unless anything is broke on you playing ball when I was coming up, we tape it up, man, and get on back out there. You know?
Yeah.
And that's just what it is, you know? If it ain't broke, nothing like that, man, you tape it up and, hey, let's go, you know, and tie it up and tape it and – you know what it is. So they soft.
Well,
it's a soft generation.
You got to realize, man, we from a generation where our parents could actually punish us with you can't go outside. These kids, you tell them they can't go outside, okay.
They're going anyway.
But listen.
They don't care.
Right. The comedian Earthquake. Hey, listen, I'm trying to tell you.
I just talking
to you. This said, your kid not doing what you need, what they supposed to be doing, cut that Wi-Fi off. Man, he had me crying talking about his son coming downstairs. He said, I called my son name four times, and he didn't hear me, didn't answer me at all. He said, man, I went and clicked that off button on that Wi-Fi. He said, that Bama came like the kitchen was on fire. These kids, they don't have the same drive. And we used to be in school at the lunch table, me and all the other sports heads,
And we talking about what we going to do when we get on the court that day and what happened at the last time we all played basketball on the court and everything. These guys, it's really all about the money now. It's all about the money now. And once they get the money, they're like, they don't have the Kobe or Michael Jordan drive to be a champion, or LeBron James drive to be a champion. That's not in their foresight. So they don't care if you tell them, no, you can't go outside, or no, you can't. They like, okay, well, I wanted to play. What's that game? What's that popular game they playing now? The military joint. I don't know what it is, but anyway, yeah.
Call of Duty. They just glued to the phone or the iPad. So like you say, they glued to that, man. They have it in their hand. They can't walk without it. They can't. My little kid, you try to dress him. I'm like, put that thing down. Give me that. My little nephew come from out of town. He's trying to eat at the dinner table, bring his phone. No, you ain't. I don't care. Your mama could be here, your dad, your grandma. No, we ain't doing it here. We ain't finna bring no phone to no dinner table, especially Thanksgiving dinner. No, set your phone down. They want to have a fit. They glued to that, man. And I think they'd be sending them subliminal messages, you know, besides what be popping up. So we got to watch what they be watching, man, because they got our kids hooked and doing crazy stuff, man.
Shanita said, they get paid too much to rest. F out of here. And then Ronnie said, I was punished so much. I never got to go outside, and I thought D.C. was a continent.
Okay.
That was pretty good
Not a continent,
yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, my mother would ask me, what you want? You either get your butt whooped or you don't whoop me. Whoop me right now. Don't do it loud so my friends can.
Do not hit on me.
Hey.
I come from the street light era.
My mother, and you can yell if you was talking and your voice raised just a little bit too much for me. I was in tears. I was crying. I was done. I mean, like, I was done.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to let y'all lay it on the seat. Big Boy was the worst one to get a whooping after, because Big Boy would make my mother work so hard, and he wouldn't cry. He boy tearing his butt up, and he just look at her.
That's my sister.
Man, she come to me, she raised that bell. She ain't even hit me, y'all.
Yes.
I'm screaming. Yes. Also, scream. I want no part of that.
I cried for her. Okay. That's how terrified I was. I cried for her.
Yeah. Especially if you knew you was next. If you knew you was next, man.
And I was.
Yes. Yes. Lord Hammer. My mother's boy.
Child, let's go. Let's talk about something else. Let me bring back some memories. My butt hurts.
Only time, hey, listen, and that was the only time my mother would stutter when she, I told you, and I'm getting hit.
I ain't got to be stuttering right now.
You know, let's go ahead and get this butt whooping over with.
Right.
Yeah, that was the day, y'all. But yeah, but it's true, kid. Today's athletes are just, you know, They fit the mantra of today's kid. You know what I mean? They soft, man. And for lack of a better term, they just soft, man. They just soft. And you know, like Tree say, you raise your voice and holler at them.
Yeah, I'm done.
They haven't. Well, not you weren't done because you weren't having mental issues because of it. These kids now, they come to you with mental. I just feel mentally weak because what?
That's because they can use it.
Yeah, I'm like, what? And Ted, I'm with you. Now that you mentioned that, I guarantee you them daggone video games is what's giving these kids the idea to use that, you know? I'm mentally ill. Boy, please.
No, that's right.
So the Nuggets, the Nuggets, just like the Celtics, holding down their conference. We're going to see how long these Grizzlies last. We got some good basketball coming, y'all. We got some good basketball coming. Now, to jump into the NHL real quick, the leaders of the Atlantic Division are the Bruins at 51-39, and the Metropolitan Divisions are the Hurricanes at 51-24. And I tell y'all, I ain't know they played this many games already. I didn't know all these games have been played already, man. I mean, these seasons, these Taylor Corner got these seasons flying by us, y'all.
Yes. That's because we over here having fun.
Yeah, true that. And speaking of having fun, let's have some Rev T fun for a moment. Rev T, what it do?
Hey, Rev.
You know the Wizards been winning. How y'all doing? How T, how baby?
Right.
Is 57 on here?
What's up, Rev T?
Hey, yeah, there you go. How y'all doing? Everybody in Kale's corner, in the corner of Kale's. But listen here, the Washington Wizards, right? Bama's been winning. And have you noticed they've been winning since Konichi Walden got traded to the Lakers?
I told you.
I'm just saying.
They were winning. They were winning before Hachimura was traded. Go ahead.
No, I didn't call here for the debate. I just called here just to put out my thoughts. You said, Red, go ahead, Red. I'm just telling you, go ahead. So I was just thinking. And then Patrick Ewing, he finally won in the Big East, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he win again, though? Did he win again? Did you say that was when?
Last week when they beat the call.
It's been rough on them ever since, though. It's been rough, ain't it? Been a little rough in them streets.
Been rough all year on us, Rev T.
Yeah. Merlin been looking good, though, like Harley. Oh, that's a different voice out here. Hold on. I feel like a blind man listening and hearing voices. I can't see, but I can hear voices. Is that Jesus? Is that the Lord? That's not the Lord.
No, sir. I
was just saying, I thought the Lord talked to me the other day. I was eating some chicken. You know what the Lord said to me?
Not eat some chicken.
You know, he said, let me get a piece of that chicken. He didn't say eat some chicken. He said, let me get a piece of that chicken. I threw that chicken up in the air, and I just ran. I ran like I had the Holy Ghost. I got scared. I said, that the Lord is some chicken? The chicken. Anyway, don't care. And T and 57. And it's another voice out here. I know that's another voice out here. I hear voices. Or maybe I need to stop smoking. Anyway, but what I was trying to say, though, listen, you know, can I share a fact with you all?
Yeah.
Sure.
Today is the day that the Washington Cabamas changed their name from the Washington football team after changing their name from the Washington Redskins to the Washington football team. From the Washington football team, they changed their name to the Commanders.
Okay.
Rev, James Jones said you're the Bama of the year. James Jones said you're the Bama of the year.
Tell James Jones I said turn around 10 times, look up in the sky and try to grab a monkey's ass and then get back with him. But now,
That's right.
Right, so it's been 1 year since they didn't name it. And what has happened since that 1 year? Well, on the first day when the Commanders changed their name, I was out there in the cold early in the damn morning talking about we are the mighty, 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 mighty Commanders. And then about 2 weeks later, I knocked the hell out of somebody. And then about a week later, they banned my black ass. And let's see what else did happen. They almost had the people hyped that they was gonna make the playoffs. Then that went out the window. That really went out the window. And then that's really much that didn't happen with, oh, and then they named the pig. They said, we're going to bring you out pork skins and pork rind. And if you Muslim or if you pray to the east, is it the east or the west? Well, you know what I mean. If you Muslim, we don't give a damn about you. Or if you don't like to eat pork, we don't give a damn. Hello, here's our mascot named, what's his name? Tubby, Telly, whatever. He looked like chicken to me, Mr. Chicken.
Wait a minute.
He looked like you put some hot sauce on him and let him walk down the street in Southeast, Telly going to be dead. They going to eat Telly ass. They going to eat him up. Did I say too much?
Yeah. I did.
You got to say
if you listen to me, the truth will set you free. And I spoke a whole lot of truth, even with the sin that I spoke out of my mouth. I spoke a whole lot of truth.
Have to change your name to Just T. You ain't gonna be able to be no more.
I'm just saying. You'd be mad if I told you I was in school for theology and business, wouldn't you? I'm gonna be one of them rebels. But anyway, though, that's the only thing I really had on my mind that I wanted to share with y'all this evening. Hold on. It's going to be cold outside. It's cold outside right now. It's about to be a little bit colder in about another 30 minutes. And in about an hour, it's going to be real cold. And that groundhog need to stop smoking weed. Who in the hell? That's what I want to talk about. We need to stop listening to some damn animal if it come out the hole. You know how many children would be born right now? Where they come from? They come out the hole. Listening to some animals that come out a hole. If he see a shadow or not, when a baby is born, if it's a white baby, you don't see no shadow. If it's a black baby, you see darkness.
Oh boy!
Hey, these are his thoughts. These are not the thoughts and comments of Kel's Corner. Okay, are his personal thoughts. Let me just say that out there.
I love it when T talks, and you can follow me at DC Hype Man, Rev T Bammers. Listen here,
Rev T.
There you go. Praise Jesus. Little baby Jesus got up in the manger, and he made such a beautiful person.
Come on, Rev. What else you got to say, man? Come on, Rev.
I don't
have nothing else to say. I'm going to shut up right now. I'm going to go drink something now. I'm going to go drink. It looked brown, and I think I'm going to put a little apple juice in it and a couple of drops of ice cubes. And then let me go salt and vinegar potato chips, and I'm going to roll on the...
And you gonna have your communion. That was Rev T, y'all. That was Rev T, and like Tree said, those are the comments and words of Rev T. Nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us.
Nothing.
At all.
But we welcome his comments.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. We're going to take a quick one, y'all, 563-999-3782. We're going to talk a little football. You know, drink, smoke, air. He don't even need air anymore, y'all. I'm trying to tell you.
Why is he allowed on the block? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Not the block.
James, this is the corner, not the block.
Right.
Kale's corner, not the block, bro.
Everybody's allowed.
You know, hey, James, I'm about to think you've been hanging with Rev a little too much, guy. You know what I mean? That's how about?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're now welcome to the G-Street Club. Come on in if you want to enjoy yourself. Relax, enjoy the ride. Come on.
heard it's a bomb. Okay. First of all, first thing I want to do, y'all, is get y'all. Let me kill it. Let me pull it up real quick. Come on, DMV Kev. You should have been doing this while you was on. That's how I do myself, y'all. I'm a Mel Kiper Jr.'s mock draft top 10 quarterback. At number one is Jalen Carter from Chicago. Number two, C.J. Stroud from Houston. Number three, Will Anderson from Arizona. Four, mm-hmm. Bryce Young, Indiana. Five, Will Levis from Seattle. Tyree Wilson from Detroit at number six. Peter Skorowski at Las Vegas, number seven. Miles Murphy, Atlanta, at number eight, Anthony Richardson, Carolina, at number nine, and Khalid Casey at Philly from number 10. To say, I really haven't followed any of these guys, but they have Stroud, Young, Levis, and Richardson highlighted. So I'm thinking because of the highlights, these are the guys that they're really focusing on this quarterback top 10 draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now,
it is.
NFL. I was talking to T the other night, y'all, about this. This is the first time ever for me that I've will be watching a Super Bowl a serious interest. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to watch it because it's football, but
right.
I'm not really rooting for anyone. And I know people are telling me all these different angles. Well, you got two African-American quarterbacks for the first time playing against each other. You got this and you got that and this. Okay. Yeah, I can get where you're coming from with all that. But me personally, you know, I like to have a rooting interest. And seriously, I really don't have a rooting interest here at all. I might get on with me, Ma, you know, and because I know she gonna rep with her family up in Philly. But I really don't have a rooting interest. I want to see a good football game. Let me state that. I want to see a good football game, if nothing else. But I really don't, you know, this Super Bowl, you know, Kansas City and Philly, whoopla. You know,
right.
am I the only one that feels that way? You know, it would have been so good if Treese team was there. Because then I could mess with Treece all week. I could mess with Treece all week. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love the storyline of the Super Bowl. You got Andy Reid that's going against his old team. I think that's the fun part
about it.
Yeah. You got the Kelce brothers playing each other.
The Kelce.
You got the Kelce brothers playing each other, y'all. You know, that's a great storyline right there. First time ever. Two brothers played in Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. The two youngest quarterbacks in Super Bowl history to be playing against each other. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, the Kelce brothers, that story.
Just to be able to watch a game, you know.
The Kelce brothers playing against each other, that ain't gonna do nothing but make Thanksgiving kind of awkward in the Kelce household. Christmas, Thanksgiving, and all that. Cause the Bama's
well,
the
mama
that's why they don't play the Super Bowl on Thanksgiving.
Their mama gonna be the winner.
No doubt.
They need to join the Manis. How you think the Manis feel? Or the Bama?
But the Mannings never played each other.
Right. That's true. But imagine if they did play each other in the Super Bowl, and
it'd have been boring.
Yeah,
it'll, and that's what's amazing to me. How We got two African-American quarterbacks, two young guys leading their franchise, and it's just I should be more excited. I should have more enthusiasm than I do, is what I'm saying. I don't know. You know, I'm going to watch it. I'm a bet with Lady T's pick and all that, but I don't know. It's just not there for me. You know,
it's not because your team's not in it, is it?
I mean, do you blame us, 57? You just pissed a nerve right there. Do you blame us? We beat Philadelphia.
I mean, hold on, 007. If that's the case, you should be used to this feeling by now. If that's the case, you should be used to this feeling by now.
This is why
come on,
bro.
It's been 40 years. It's been 50 years since y'all was in a Super Bowl, ain't it?
Why are you talking about old stuff?
We talking about this year. My bad.
I didn't know.
You don't know 57. You ain't doing number point. Gasoline on his fire.
Yeah.
Say what he gonna say. Leave that Bama alone. Let him say what he gonna say. Yeah. Y'all better leave 57 alone.
He's back laughing. Why he rounding you up?
Oh, hold up though. I do know someone that could get that goat.
No.
Tima, you with us?
Yeah, get him.
Tima, get him. I hear swimming in the trash.
You hear me, Ma?
Yeah,
what's up?
Yeah, I hear 57. Talking trash.
He's talking about the team.
Talking about.
And he's 0-2.
It's a terrible towel.
What you
0-2,
57?
Said what?
Ain't you 0-2?
0-2 on what?
On the picks. You can't even pick the right game.
No, 0-2 on the picks. Oh, we're going to talk about the picks.
How's the pick?
Yeah, you want to talk about Osa?
Right?
Let's talk about Osa.
Hold on. Good things
for the picks, because you, Nima, y'all wouldn't have won anything this year. Good thing y'all did pick some right stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
We just like the 49ers. We win when it counts. We in the playoffs.
Who you got this weekend? Who you got this weekend, Nima? Well, you got to say something eventually.
Well, I'm going to tell Kel to mute you when I say my team. I'm going to send it
to
you.
Oh,
my goodness.
Y'all crazy. Meemaw, don't you. You ain't got to pick. You don't have to pick until next week, Meemaw. You good. You ain't got to pick unless he's talking about the Pro Bowl.
Hey, look, she needs that much time.
I ain't messing with none of y'all.
Hey, speaking of the Pro Bowl, it's the man is coaching, right?
Yeah.
The Pro Bowl, right?
That's a question I wanted to
one
ask
of them
you guys.
Is. I think Peyton is. I don't think Eli is.
No, it's Manning versus Manning. Both of them coaching. Why in the ham sandwich? Is the NFL so gung-ho to make love and appreciate the Mannings? We loved them and appreciated them while they were playing. Now, Monday Night Football got to have the Mannings commentary and want you to watch the Mannings talk about the football game. No, I don't even
like
listening to... Yes. Let me put some paint on my wall and watch them cry. Yes.
Right, they're corny.
Well,
they're not even.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Some of the things they say be hit and miss. I'd be like, oh, God, let me turn.
Right.
Why don't they have Tiki Barber and Rondé Barber doing the
commentary? Yeah, that'd be nice.
The Barber boys are kind of controversial. You know what I mean? So they
in their
really
own right.
Yeah, they don't really want to mess with them Barber boys too much. But they would be more entertaining. They would entertain us
more.
They
would.
Because Rondé is funny. Tiki, he's a good action comic. Like, he can look at a situation and make you laugh off of his observation. But Rondé, he tells jokes. He's actually funny. Peyton, Eli, boy, boy, y'all, them dudes not.
Let me tell you why I ain't mad at Peyton. I ain't mad at Peyton because he done brought, I mean, he done went out there and brought, you know, he'll sell anything. You can see him on mayonnaise, insurance, anything. But he brought his whole family with him. They selling grills in the backyard. They doing everything. Right. He done brought them all there, making sure that he signed the contract. He done brought them all with him. They all making money, corny as they are. Mm-hmm. They all making money.
Even though he is offensive line, too. He did
even the other brother that didn't even play football. That other brother.
Cooper. Yep.
Cooper. Yeah, Cooper making money, too. And Cooper was. Yeah, he was a politician. He just said, man, forget that. I'm making commercials with my brothers now. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Right.
No. I wanted to say something, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm glad you held your tongue, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to hit you. All
right, Tony Romo.
No.
What y'all think about that? The Tony Romo step up.
Yeah, we talked about that Tuesday. You remember we got in that big say what you want to say. Again, like I said,
he
I
said
looked
it.
Up every word that starts with N I, and on none of them Tony Romo was saying at that time. That boy was that Bama was using a derogatory term.
Yes,
I can't
only in America.
Yeah.
Capital O-N-L-Y.
Power.
Yep.
That power is something else, man. That's all I can say about that. Power is something else. Yeah, there it is. And that is why Peyton can bring Eli and the father and the mother.
I was
going to
say that,
brother.
But I said, let me shut up.
But y'all, you know, listening to the corner. Y'all gave me the right words to say. Y'all narrated that thing real good. Yeah, so privilege is what's happening with the Mannings.
Yeah.
Privilege. Yeah. Privilege is what's happening with the Mannings. And now I'm starting to think because nothing else has really gone on with Brett Favre and his stealing from the poor.
Mm.
You know? Mm.
It's under the rug, bro. You want it? It's under the rug. Go look under your rug.
Yeah.
It's over there under the rug.
You know, and another story that they swept under the rug. We made mention of it, but I'm going to make mention of it over and over again. How Jalen Hurts' father, a black man, is the influence in his son's life all his athletic career. And we don't hear about that. We don't a two-parent household, but we don't hear nothing about that. Mm-hmm. We don't hear a thing about that. But if he was raised in Yonkers, New
by
York,
wolves.
And by wolves and ducking the law and all of this, and his best friend was shot, we'd be hearing about those stories constantly.
Yep.
But no, this young man came
Brian
up,
Robinson, your man.
Yeah.
He was shot.
Yeah.
They will not let it die. Every time he
runs, they will not.
Oh, you know, he got shot in the leg. He got shot in the leg. I'm like, okay, let it go.
Let us show you the videotape of Mike Tyson from 20 years ago. Boom.
Yeah. True that.
When he was small, been in the jail.
Yeah. You know, let's show you what Mike Tyson did. Let's not let you forget. You know, let's go back and get it. Don't say nothing about all the good stuff he's done since then. Let's talk about what he did before then.
Right.
You know, that man completely turned around his life. But see, the other thing is, and I'm going to say this, this Mike Thompson, this 57's comments and not Kale's Corner. You see what happens? You see, we're not only shunned by other races. Sometimes we're shunned by our own race. We turn our backs on each other.
Mm-hmm.
We need each other. For power, is that what it's about? What would make you turn your back on your own race once you get to where your race helped you to get. Then you turn your back. Come on now.
Yeah.
Wake up, America.
Yeah.
Wake up, people. Start thinking what the devil and what this money is turning you into. Wake up.
Yes.
Because the devil has this power with God.
And you got to understand this one factor here, man. They tried to divide and conquer us. They tried to divide and conquer us as husbands and wives, okay? And yet African-Americans flourished and moved on. So what other way than status? There's no other way than status. Oh, if I give this one this much money and that one that much money, the one that has the most will be the one, Stephen A. Smith, that we can utilize to put all of our narratives, put all our objectives out, and they're going to eat it. Because I'm going to tell you, I started out in the beginning liking Stephen A. Smith. And I used to always say, why don't you give his brother a chance? When he moved off on his own and had his show, and he put the one athlete that I love, Allen Iverson, thing about Iverson. And he interviewed him and got Iverson's true story out. I was like, hey, man, that show needs a Grammy, and that dude needs to be on TV more. And the more we've gotten of him, y'all, it's sad to say, the less he is anything like that man that appeared on the first Stephen A. Smith show. He's oh, God.
He drank the Kool-Aid, man. Bro. He drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And they had no sugar in it. It was just straight Kool-Aid.
No, I was about to say, no sugar.
No sugar. All bitter. Yep, he drank the Kool-Aid and with no sugar in it. And then he could form.
So we ain't
going to
call it Kool-Aid.
It's the person they wanted him to be.
We going to call it powdered water. He drank the
powdered
water because without sugar, it ain't Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? You drank the powdered water, you Bama. You Bama, you, oh. Mm. Okay.
Hey, and don't forget about the Eagles football player, Josh Fields. Let's not forget about him, y'all. Let's not forget about him. He was indicted on rape and kidnapping charges right before the team heads to the Super Bowl. He played for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Josh Fields. And
he has been indicted.
He has been indicted, you guys. Now, let's see if he plays. Okay. Because he got that skin color, not like my skin color, but he got a different skin color.
I'm going to say I haven't even seen that story.
I sent it to you.
I haven't either.
It happened in Ohio.
I've seen a post that earlier.
Yeah, I posted it.
If it was Jalen Hurts or one of the other receivers, with the Eagles, that would be front page, SportsCenter, breaking news.
Yes,
undisputed breaking news. But because it's this dude, like 57 and myself, I have not outside of what you posted. I haven't seen.
Uh-huh.
It.
You're not going to see it because they're trying to sweep it under the rug. But it's not enough room because Brett Favre got all his stuff under there. So they need a bigger
rug. And we
rug
haven't heard from
it
since.
Get a bigger rug.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Okay. Y'all gonna need a bigger rug. Yeah, yeah.
They gonna need
real,
a bigger
real
rug.
Real soon. Real soon.
So they ain't gonna do nothing to that Bama though. They ain't gonna do nothing to
Bama. They ain't do nothing to that man. I forget his name, but he beat the black girlfriend. He was a white guy. Beat the black girlfriend to submission and thought she was dead. Y'all don't remember that? And then he told her,
yeah.
Oh, you still alive? You still alive over there?
Yeah,
and
I remember
that. And she
had
to hurry up and run for her life. What happened to him? Nothing. Nothing.
Shame.
So, I'm going to keep my eyes on this one because I'm just going to find out. I'm going to follow this, the little breadcrumbs, just to see where it takes me.
Yeah, yeah.
Look how fast they.
You know what?
Hold on, who don't care? Me, Mama was saying something.
I'm sorry.
They, look how fast they locked those police up and indicted them. That ain't take but a week.
And
you time to take a year.
And the white guy got off.
Sure did.
Shame.
So,
the white, I'm talking about, he didn't face no scrutiny. He didn't face no indictments. He didn't face nothing. Nothing, y'all, nothing. But okay. Okay, I digress.
And they want to take our history out of the schools. They want to take Black history out of schools.
And it's Black History Month right now, guys. Black History Month started yesterday, so let's keep that live. They always give us a short month, but we're gonna carry it throughout February, March, April. We're gonna keep it going. We're gonna keep Black History Month.
Much love to Sojourner Truth. Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Elijah McCoy.
Everybody.
Yeah.
All of them.
Everybody.
You,
real quick.
Kale.
Real quick, guys, please forgive me, y'all. Charge it to my head, not my heart. I forgot to do Lady T. I forgot last week there were games played. So if Treach is okay, we'll hold this until Thursday. Announce the winners then, y'all. I'm so sorry. I don't know how. Just slipped me, but it slipped me. So, you know what, Tree?
We were just gonna do the picks. It wasn't no winners or anything because Marcus already won. Remember, we did that. Marcus
that's
won.
That's right.
So yeah,
we're good with that. That's right.
You good?
Yeah, we're gonna do the Super Bowl picks next Thursday for the Sunday Super Bowl. And Tree, I want to give Tang the last word on today's show because he was kind of caught up when we came to him. So I'm going to come back to him again, Brother Tang. I appreciate you listening in on us, bro. We're going to give you the last word.
Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all be safe out here. Pay attention. Don't get in no trouble. Love on everybody, as Big Brother and Miss T always say. Don't forget your family. Hey, you know I love you. And be blessed. That's it.
That's what's up.
All right.
That's what's up. All right.
That's what's up.
All on YouTube.
You guys, listen. Y'all know this show is dedicated to Rekaya Dupree and Miss Hermina. Grandma. That's grandma, y'all.
Yes.
Black History Month is upon us, y'all. Black History Month, so keep it going. Keep it in your spirit. And DMV Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. I mean, everybody, all the listeners and the ones that participate. We want to thank you guys. DMV Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. So when tomorrow comes, which is Tuesday, y'all going to see how much we love y'all because we're going to be so excited to see y'all. DMV Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean to our broadcast there as well. You guys, do y'all mighty, mighty warriors out there. I need all my mighty, mighty warriors and prayers for Aaron and his family, for 57 and his family. And just keep Black History going, you guys. I love you guys so very much, and we will talk, if God permits, on Tuesday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kale, you have the right last word.
All right, all right, all right. If you love them, they should already know. Brother Aaron, this one for you, bruh. We got your back, man.
DMJ!
I got it, I got it.
You've been with me through the fire. No words, 'cause you got me. Yeah.
Fight on my back. You say the day. Yeah.
Lock a knife on me. Don't know where I would be. Don't know who I would be. Yeah, yeah. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fired.